الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's one beautiful dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma ahdina li ahsanil akhlaq. O Allah, guide us to good character, good akhlaq, good character. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. It is only you, O Allah, who can guide us towards this good akhlaq and good character. Wasrif anna sayyaha. La yasrifu anna sayyaha illa ant. And Allah, save us from bad akhlaq, bad character, because it is only you, O Allah, who can save us from bad akhlaq and bad character. In the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam strongly encouraged in the life of a believer, that we can develop good akhlaq and good character. Anything that makes a person, that brings value to a person, is his good akhlaq and his good ways. No matter what he is, what his knowledge is, what degree he has, a big maulana, he can be hafiz sahab, whatever he is, doctor sahab. But if he's got good akhlaq, that's what brings value in the life of a person. That Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was asked once, how was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she explained, akhlaquhu al-Qur'an, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Qur'an al-Kareem. In other words, the teachings of the Qur'an was in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every aspect of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would portray that excellent form of akhlaq, and that is what drew the people towards Islam, and this is what brought people into the fold of Islam. Today also, if there's anything that will bring people into the fold of Islam, is the good akhlaq that we portray to the people out there. It's that akhlaq that they see, and this is what will draw them and bring them into the fold of Islam. Allah bless us all with good akhlaq and good character. In one hadith, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked, Ayyul iman afdal, which part of iman is the best? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply is, husnul khuluq, good akhlaq, good character. This is best for a believer that we try and develop this. On one occasion, when Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked regarding the tarbiyat and upbringing of children, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the best gift any father can give his child is the gift of good akhlaq and good character, good manners, good ways, good behavior. That's the best gift that any father can give to his children. So this aspect of good akhlaq is so important for us that we try and bring it into our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that on the day of Qiyamah, when we stand in front of the scales, then our a'mal and our deeds will all be weighed. Our salah will be weighed, our zakat will be weighed, our hajj will be weighed, our going out in the path of Allah will be weighed, our zikrullah and tilawat will be weighed. So every aspect of our deeds will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, on that day, there will be nothing heavier on the scale of good deeds than good akhlaq and character. That will be the heaviest thing for a person, that when that is placed, then there is nothing that will be able to outweigh that good akhlaq and good character. That is why it's so important for us as Muslims that we try and develop and we portray that good akhlaq. And wherever we see we're falling short somewhere, in as far as our akhlaq is concerned, then we try and rectify that, and we try and improve on that, so that we become better Muslims, we become our value increases, and on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, we have such amal that will weigh very, very heavily on the scale. Allah Ta'ala bless us all with that good akhlaq and good character. Our ulama, our akabir ulama, they normally advise, they say that if you want to start off bringing good akhlaq into our lives, like a starter pack, few amal, few things that we can try and start off with, that will lead onto the ladder of good akhlaq. On the first few rungs of the ladder we can start off. The first thing that ulama-i-kiram say that we should try and bring into our life to better our akhlaq is to bring a smile on our faces. To bring a smile wherever we're going, then a person is smiling. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Don't ever think any deed to be too small. Don't ever think any deed to be too small. A good deed is a good deed. In the sight of Allah, it's appreciated, it's loved. No matter how small that deed may be, but it's a good deed, and Allah Ta'ala loves that good deed. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, even if you meet your Muslim brother with a smiling face, you got a smile, and that is also sawab for you. Allah Ta'ala will bless you with sawab, number one. And number two, this is sadaqah, and it's charity enough. So if today we never got a chance to give charity or to give something to a poor person, a sadaqah to our Muslim brothers, and inshallah we'll get the sawab of sadaqah, and we'll get the sawab of charity in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayh, he says that I noticed in all my akabir and my elders, in all my akab, whether it was Shaykh al-Islam, Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani sahab rahmatullah alayh, whether it was Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Qadir Raipuri rahmatullah alayh, whether it was my uncle Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah alayh, whether it was my Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayh, the one thing was outstanding in all our Buzrugani Deen was, whenever you went to meet them, they would meet you and they would receive you with a broad smile on their faces. He says it will make us feel so nice and so warm that as if this happiness came to them because of our coming. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he came home, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always have a smile on his Mubarak face. He will always have a smile on his Mubarak face despite the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the responsibility of the whole ummah on his shoulders. The whole ummah's responsibility, zimedari, was on the shoulders of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but yet he found the need to enter his home with a smile on his face, and he would meet his spouses with smiles on his face. So this also teaches sometimes we got the fikr of the whole ummah on our shoulders. And when we walk into the house, there's no chance for us to even smile at the spouse also. We can't even smile because we got so much of fikr on our minds. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could smile and come into the house. So we also try. We try and practice on this great sunnah. You see, as I said about the Arabs, that the Arabs, when they would see a person, he's got a smile on his face all the time, they would regard this to be a quality of a person of very high lineage. Very high lineage. This person you can see, he comes from a very good family because he's got a smile on his face all the time. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Sometimes you'll find parents complaining. Parents complaining, they say, my son, when he reached a certain age, he don't make salam anymore, he don't smile anymore. He don't smile also, he just walk past. Like, we're like part of the furniture in the house. So he don't even greet us also, and he don't even smile at us. Whereas, if we smile at our parents, Allah will give us the sawab, accepted Hajj and Umrah. Accepted Hajj and Umrah, will get sawab, we smile at our parents. What didn't our parents do for us? What didn't our parents, everything they did, at least they deserve salam and a smile at least. We came, we met them for everything that they've done for us. Most of the time, parents, they don't want anything from their children. They don't want anything, no khidmat at all. All they want is a little bit of respect, a little bit of courtesy, a little bit of adab. That is all they want from the children. So a smile and so much of sawab and so much of reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded for a person who smiles. A few weeks ago, Masjid-e-Hilal in the Shab Guzari program before the Istima took place, I think Haji Ziyad Manga was giving the bayan. So you were saying the different sifat and the qualities of a da'i. And he said one quality of a da'i is that he's always smiling. And when you smile, you get into the heart of a person. When you give da'wah to a person, then you give da'wah from the smile. You start off with a smile. And he said, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, those who met him will say, Haji Sahib always had a broad smile on his face. Always smiling, always had a broad smile on his face. So we want to get into the heart of a person. We're doing the gush, or we're doing, going out in the path of Allah, we're meeting somebody. Ulama say only one time no smiling, ghair mahram woman. If it's a ghair mahram woman, and there you just pull up your face rather, because this will be the start of fitna. This will be a start of fitna. So there you no smiling. But otherwise everywhere in the masjid, at home, with the family, we keep a smile on our face. So this is the first step. Ulama kiram saying as far as getting good akhlaq in our lives, is to try and start off with a smile on our faces, inshallah. The second thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged, ulama say is very important for good akhlaq, is salam. Whoever we go, we greet him with salam. So you know the person is a Muslim, you can see a Muslim, you greet him with salam, assalamu alaikum. Ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know the person, you don't know the person. Whoever he is, you can see is a Muslim, you make salam with him, assalamu alaikum. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, you see, assalamu alaikum asharun, you'll get 10 rewards. You see, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you'll get 20 rewards. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then we'll get 30 rewards. So much of reward and salam for a person, so much of reward for a person who just makes salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also encourages us, like we are encouraged to smile when we come into the house, to make salam when we come into the house. And loudly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. You enter your house, make salam loudly. And mashallah, in the maktab also, the children, they taught this. Go home and make salam loudly, and the children will make loud salam. And that is what brings all the rahmat and the mercy into the house, when a child makes salam. So whether there's anyone in the house, or whether there's no one in the house, we make salam loudly. Hadith Sharif teaches us, if a person, he makes salam and he enters the house, number one. He reads Durood Sharif one time, number two. And he reads one time, Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, number three. There's three things he reads when he enters the house. Allah gives barakat in his rizq and his sustenance. Allah Ta'ala gives him barakat and salam loudly, Durood Sharif one time, and Qul Hu Allahu Ahad one time. We read this and Allah gives us barakat in our rizq and in our sustenance. Such a simple amal. And normally, everybody is looking for taweez. Even taweez, you know, where parma, it's little bit, things are down. You're not seeing the money, so it gets, this is better than million taweezes. Because this is coming from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we read this and we enter the house and we make salam. Read Durood Sharif, one time, Qul Wallahu Ahad, and this is the sawab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. So salam, such a beautiful amal. And any person, we see the person, we can see now, South Africa is full of people from all countries of the world. So maybe we don't understand, we can't speak his language, can't speak Chichewa, can't speak Chichewa maybe, we can't speak whatever the language may be. We can't, but salam is a universal salam. Every Muslim makes the same salam. Anywhere in the world you go is a step person. We can see he's a Muslim. We can see from a distance he's a Muslim. Barad-e haqqani ki peshani ka noor kab chupa reh sakta hai fokhezi shu'ur. The person who's a Muslim, got iman in his heart, it will show on his face. That iman will show on his face. You can see from a distance, this is a Muslim, we make salam with him. And we get so much of sawab, so much of barakat, just by making salam. Allah give us the tawfiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Badi ubi salami bari ummin al-kibar. Person who makes salam first is a sign he got no pride. He got no pride because he made salam first. Our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his cover with Noor. Hazrat Maulana, whenever, you can't beat him in making salam first. He will always make, even if you try today, you're going to beat Maulana, and we're going to make salam before Maulana, you got no chance. Maulana is always making salam first, whether it's a small child, elderly, whoever it is, making salam first. And the Hadith Sharif says, this is a sign, person got no pride. You got no pride. Another explanation, ulama kiram give is, sometimes if there's some problem between two people, there's some issue, maybe some bad blood or some argument, so we're not on very good terms. Not on very good terms. So one person, he initiates a salam. He initiates a salam. So this person is a sign he got no pride. He lowered himself and he went forward and he made salam. Then Allah Ta'ala loves this a lot. Allah Ta'ala rewards him that he, mashallah, he lowered himself and he went forward and he made salam. That person didn't want to make salam with him, but he went forward and made salam. Allah Ta'ala appreciates this. Allah really loves this. So this is the second step when it comes to trying to bring good akhlaq. Wherever we go, we make salam. And then the third thing that our ulama kiram say is that that we learn to speak nicely. We learn to speak nicely. One is we're speaking, but speaking nicely. In the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif, there's a lot of ahadith, a lot of ayat of the Quran that speak about this. يَقُولُ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. Good words. Good words and covering up of faults is far better than giving lots of charity but hurting people afterwards. Hurting people. So a person when he speaks, sometimes we're speaking to a person, be careful that we don't hurt him with our speech, with our words. Be careful about how we speak. When Allah Ta'ala was advising the Bani Israel, then there was a lot of advices that were given to the Bani Israel. But one of the advices that was given is, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak nicely to people. So we are sometimes in a masjid, sometimes at work, sometimes it's our staff. We can tell a person to do something, and we can tell him harshly, but we can tell him nicely also. We can tell him nicely also to do it. There's a difference in the approach of how we speak. Just if we can learn this one aspect of speaking nicely, speaking nicely, what a big difference it makes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day sitting with the Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he's explaining to them, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَغُرَفًا. In Jannat there are apartments. Apartments in Jannat. يُرَى زُهُورُهَا مِن بُطُونِهَا وَبُطُونُهَا مِن زُهُورِهَا. From outside you can see inside. From inside you can see outside. Glass apartments. Beautiful apartments. Today everyone looking for apartments. Someone looking for an apartment in Amshlanga. Someone looking for an apartment in Sandton. Someone looking for an apartment somewhere else. So everyone looking for apartment. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you got an apartment in Jannat. Liman haza ya Rasulullah. For who is this? Ya Rasulullah. For who is these apartments? Liman atahab al kalam. Person who speaks nicely. For a person who speaks nicely, a few other things mentioned also. Adam al-siyam, at'am al-ta'am. Feeds people, he fasts regularly. Allah gives him this. But the first thing that is mentioned, liman atahab al kalam. For a person who speaks nicely. Sometimes you'll find a woman, she's complaining. My husband, when he comes home, he only barks and talks to me. He can't speak to me nicely. He just can't speak. I'll do everything in the house. I'll have his food ready for him, look after the house, look after his children. The man just can't speak to me nicely. But in a business with all his female staff, there he can speak very nicely. When he's in a shop and he has to buy something from the cashier with a female, there he'll talk very nicely. But with me, he can't speak nicely. He can't speak. He just won't come scream and shout and bark here in the house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Liman atab al kalam, beautiful apartments for a person who learns to speak nicely. So sometimes, maybe as a father, we're speaking to our children. Sometimes, maybe it's a ustad, we're speaking to our children in a class. Sometimes it's musallis in a masjid. Or wherever it is, we're speaking to our staff in the business. Let's learn to speak nicely. We speak in a good way, in a nice way, remembering that this is the Mubarak way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person is speaking nicely. One day, one person, he accepted Islam and he came in a masjid. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing the salah. Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu all stand. Remember, the man is a new Muslim. He doesn't know anything about Islam. He comes in and he joins the namaz. In the salah, he's like looking around this way, that way. In the salah, he doesn't know how to perform the salah. And then somebody sneezes, so he says, Yarhamuk Allah, loudly, because he just one, two things he learned, a salam he learned, Alhamdulillah, Yarham. So he says, Yarhamuk Allah, loudly. So other Sahaba Kiram were reading the salah, they're hitting their hands like this here to tell him that, hey, bye, you're in a namaz now, what you talking like this here in the salah? So he says, I looked at them, I told him, what you're giving me stiff looks like this for? In the salah, he's talking. So he says, they started hitting even harder their hands. And I just kept quiet. I said, hey, whatever it is, I don't know what's the story. Remember, he's a new Muslim. He just accepted Islam now. See, after the salah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me. And he explained to me, see, in salah, we are talking to Allah. So in salah, we can't speak to people while we are in salah. He said, wallahi ma ra'aytu mu'alliman qablahu wala ba'dahu mithlahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he spoke to me. He said, wallahi, how he spoke. So nicely he spoke to me. Wallahi, I never saw a teacher like him before him or after him. Never ever I saw a teacher like him. Like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. How he spoke to this person. New in Islam, but he spoke to him with so much of love and affection that the thing left a mark on his heart. That how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to me. So this is so important for us that we learn this sabak, this lesson of speaking nicely. So in the Quran Sharif we'll see, in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we'll see so many times this thing is coming over. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Person who believes in Allah in the last day, speak nice, speak good things, or rather just keep quiet. If you can't speak anything nice, then rather just keep quiet. Allah give us this another very important lesson, a lesson of silence. Lesson, I was reading Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's biography. So you see, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali was a man of silence. He was a man of, you see, bahut sare fitne khamoshi se dab jate hai. Lot of fitnas, just by keeping quiet. Lot of which we must have the last say. We must say something. We must have something. Just keep quiet. In that silence of ours, a lot of fitnas just get suppressed. A lot of fitnas just gets with that silence. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he say, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. Then just speak good, speak nice. Otherwise, just rather keep quiet. So here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. Now we're going through this few steps of good akhlaq and good character. One was smiling, one was salam, one was speaking nicely. And the fourth thing, the last thing that, with regards to this first steps of good akhlaq and character, is that we keep a clean heart. We keep a clean heart against everyone. We don't hold any grudges in our heart for anybody. We forgive and forget. Whatever happened, whatever somebody did to us, then we just try and forgive. So we'll find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us on numerous occasions. A person, don't keep hatred in your heart for anybody. Sometimes now, someone did something, just learn to shed that thing. Let it go. Don't keep it in our heart. Sometimes we're holding a grudge in our heart and we're harboring that malice in our heart for somebody. But we don't realize that we are holding a weight on ourselves. We are holding a weight on ourselves. Just make the person maaf and carry on, and you'll see how lighter you'll feel. You'll feel so much lighter that, hey, I got this thing off my shoulders. I know now I can move forward. Otherwise, this thing is weighing you down. It's holding you back. You can't move forward. Why? Because this weight is on our hearts. That I'm harboring this malice and this ill feelings in my heart. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that don't harbor any ill feeling. Keep a clean heart. Person's heart is clean. Inshallah, this is a sign that he's moving forward in as far as his good akhlaq and good character is concerned. But if we're harboring that malice in our heart, that heart of ours is dirty, we're holding grudges against people in our hearts, we can't develop ourselves in good akhlaq and good character. So these are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll find, like, normally when the big night comes, Shab-e Barat comes, then people will, hearts are soft at that time, they'll ask each other for maaf. So Allah gives us these opportunities, sometimes big night, sometimes the day of Eid comes. So we couldn't go and tell the person, make maaf, but this is a chance. Allah gives us a chance, just forget it, just clean our hearts. And in this way, inshallah wa ta'ala, we'll find that this good akhlaq will come into our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua at the beginning, we mentioned, Allahumma hadina li ahsani al-akhlaq. Allah guide us to this beautiful akhlaq, this good akhlaq. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. Wasrif anna sayyi'aha. La yasrifu anna sayyi'aha illa ant. Allah ta'ala bless us all and give us the tawfiq that we can bring this good akhlaq and this good character into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi.